And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
Dull.
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people.
Very excited for this weekend edition of Jalen and Jacoby. We previewed week two of the NFL in the television version, which you can also listen to. But we got some don't get fired topics. We got a crazy take from Reg the Ledge. Almost as crazy as his whatever it was. Dr. Dre had one good album from yesterday. And we start with this, Jalen Rose.
Okay.
One of the properties that you and I cover, like it is a major sport, is what?
Versus and bathroom etiquette.
Yes. You know I hate the bathroom etiquette, but I do love the versus battles. And Cat Williams was talking about a potential comedy versus battle between him and Kevin Hart. And this is like wheels on suitcases. This is one of those ideas where you're like, of course we should do that. It would be like a roast. They go back and forth. They got like a little, maybe some times. You know what I mean? Maybe you get 30 seconds a piece or a minute a piece and go back and forth. That would be dope, wouldn't it? I want this to happen. I know you're on the text chain. Get Timbaland. Get him on the text.
That would be dope. I love the idea. And I like the mobilization of versus period. As you just acknowledged, whether it's artists, whether it's comedians, whether it's producers, like the sky's the limit for that brand and that franchise. That's why it was great for us to have Swiss and Timbaland on the show. And like I told you, there was a secret text chain that I used to be on. I started noticing I don't get texts from that chain as much no more.
Oh, bouncing from that one? That means, it was like 19 people. When you take someone off a text chain, like, I don't even know how to do that. You know what I mean? Like someone had to really take some time. They got like their nephew be like, how do I get this dude off this text chain? How do I take someone off the group text? You got like a 15-year-old?
No, here's what it is. It was one of those text chains of like 20 people, but I never responded.
You just lurking.
Yes.
Well, all I know is remember how we always
that's
say
a great idea. I was like, wow, that's a great idea. Yeah. Let's do
people,
it.
You know, people always want to beef
on the show
up.
And say it. It probably happened when I brought him on the show. That's probably when it probably happened after that.
Yeah.
Remember, I said it on the show.
Well, you know how people always like want to beef up when they talk about potential versus battles. All I know is Jalen Jacoby against PTI. Let's go. Where's Tony and Mike? You got their number? I don't have their number. Let's go. Let's go.
Done.
I guess the sports TV show.
First off, you gotta have 10 years of service to even get in the ring with us. Or we're not even going to acknowledge you.
Tony and Mike got us there. They're the GOATs.
I'm just saying.
Shout out to them.
Here's what happens in today's landscape. People do something for like 3 or 4 years and start acting like they're the best at something. That it don't work like that. No, you ain't the best dressed. No, you don't have the best game. No, you don't have whatever trade it is. You ain't the best if you only been doing it like 5 years. And anybody else, like, I remember when Tony Romo, they were like, Tony Romo's the best. I'm like, he only been doing it for 3 years.
Let's stop comparing him to Joe Montana.
All right, like, he ain't no John Madden.
Hold on.
Like, this is a longevity game right here. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to be able to equate the turbulence. But in all honesty, I like the idea of comedic versus battles. But you know what else I like the idea better of? Our comedy bracket. It's time.
I know.
It's time.
Oh, we're doing
now.
A comedy bracket.
It's time.
Listeners
now.
Know we're doing a comedy bracket.
I already talked to my guy, Ha Ha Davis, about it. He got us.
Good. Jalen Anthony Rose. We're definitely doing that. Tom Brady said he could play until he's 50. And after watching him play the last 3-4 years, I'm not counting it out. You're almost 50. How's it feel? How's your body feel?
I feel like I could hoop in the league.
I know you could. I've seen you play basketball. You played basketball a few weeks ago.
You know what I'm saying?
Some shots.
You know what? This is my moment. This is my paid in full moment. Like, You know, I could still be in the league. With the, you know, I could lead the league. You know, the fans still
love
me.
You ain't playing 48 minutes a game. You know, 15, you know, 20 minutes a game. Stay in the corner, hit some threes.
I can run from corner to corner and guard somebody who ain't in the action. And
you got to pick. The coach says you're going to guard one person. You get in the game, you're like, no, I'm guarding him. I'm guarding him.
What happened in the game now is so specialized that you can put a 6'3" guy on a 6'7" guy because a lot of times that guy can't dribble or make a play for himself.
Because you know I love Lance Stephenson, right? I love Lance. I went to a Pacers game with the Podfather, and he got floor seats. You know, I'm never going to get floor seats, but I'll be a plus one on floor seats with Jalen and the Podfather anytime. And I was keyed on Lance Stephenson during the game. That's my guy. I gave him a shot. I go, eighth grader. He gave me a little point while he was doing warm-ups. I felt like the man. And I'm keyed on Lance Stephenson, and I'm watching him on offense, and I'm like, dog, he just runs to the corner and stands there with his hands out waiting for a pass. Every possession. Every single possession. And then maybe he might run in to try to get an offensive rebound, but never does. And I was watching, I was like, this is interesting. Like, I didn't expect offenses to work like this. Like, I'll set some picks to get in the action.
Well, I'm actually gonna break something down for you as I talk about the game and most teams operating in the monolith. Is that when you watch NBA teams play now, and I blame the specialization of the sport of this more than anything, is that most teams only got like one or two, maybe two or three guys that are creating shots. Yep. Everybody else is just recipients. If you really think about it, name a couple of teams for me. Let's do this exercise. Obviously, besides the Nets, because they got a big three.
Yeah, you can't say Nets and Lakers or whatever. Yeah, but like if you're talking about the Hornets, it's like LaMelo, Dylan Brooks. There you go. And then you got Miles Bridges catching lobs. You know.
and then they gonna have the young fella they just drafted in the first round. Hayward was hurt.
Hayward was hurt, but he can also create a little bit. But they have two, three primary ball handlers, one for the second unit. There you go.
But Jacoby. But here's the thing to that exercise.
Right. Dylan Brooks is Memphis. That's my bet.
It's all good. But you also pick the team that plays all guards.
Mm-hmm.
Rozier, Hayward, Melo.
Graham.
They play all guards. So that's different. I'm talking about like, look at the Lakers. Who's creating offense for the Lakers?
Westbrook, LeBron. That's it.
LeBron. Those are the only two guys that's going to be dribbling. Everybody else going to be catching, shooting, finishing, or lobs. That's it.
If anybody else dribbles, they get taken out the game.
Nobody else dribbling. What ends up happening is that player 10 years ago went from not being able to dribble to forget working on my handle. I'm gonna be able to make a shot. And so what ended up happening is forget the player that can't dribble that's working on his shot. Let's just get a guy that's only gonna shoot. And so that's what the game has become. And so it's really, I got a perfect example for this. Bruce Bowen. Lockdown defender, all NBA. I got love for him. He was a 6'7" guy playing on the Spurs, right? But because he was a 3D guy, Bruce Bowen is a classic 3D guy. Knockdown corner, three-point shooter, all NBA caliber defender. Went against some of the all-time best. I played against him for multiple years. But they can now put they're two, they're three on Tony Parker because he's not a shot creator. And they were able to overcome it because they still had Tim, Manu, and early, obviously David. But again, when you watch an NBA team's play, you'd be surprised the number of players that can't dribble. They just can't create a shot. It really trips me out. Like, let me name another team. Name any team. Name me any team.
Heat. Yeah, like PJ Tucker, he's not dribbling.
No.
Bam is interesting. Bam has turned himself into a playmaker, though. Bam has turned himself into sort of like a fulcrum.
The only three, Tyler Herro creates shots for himself. Mm-hmm. Kyle Lowry is going to be a shot creator, and Jimmy Butler is going to be a shot creator. Nobody else on the team going to dribble.
No. Max Strus
ain't
dribbling.
Nobody else on the team going to dribble.
No.
So just think about this. I'm talking about an NBA team where it's like seven guys that ain't going to dribble the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Dallas Mavs. Great example, Reg Gillette.
Well,
who created shots for them?
That's the problem. And so Luka is young, and he's got stamina, and he plays all the games. But, like, at some point, it just puts a lot of miles on the car. You know? Like, if you're asked to do everything, and Jalen Brunson can spell Luka a little bit, but if you're asked to do every single thing and play 40 minutes a game and every possession, you create everything, that has to put miles on a car. And I think that that is what affected James Harden's playoff performances. Everyone's always pointing at James Harden being like, he always falls apart in playoffs, always falls apart in playoffs. He's been doing everything for like 6 months.
But Jacoby, let's put things in context. If you're going to make James Harden one of the top 75 players of all time, those guys do it all. So you're grading him on a curve. So it's not saying that old James Harden got tired in the playoffs. That's not how it works when you're an all-time great. You're supposed to bring it in the regular season and
the playoffs.
The playoffs. That's how this works. He's an MVP level player. So that's a different expectation for a guy like James Harden because he's in the MVP All-NBA categories of players.
And so is Luka. Luka's going to be the MVP favorite, at least top three or four, you know?
But you're not going to give him an out by saying he was tired in the playoffs. Like that, for a couple of years, you'll do that. People will do that. Like Luka's had, this year was an example of that. We all acknowledge that Luka needed some help.
Yes.
Next year, if KP plays better and they flame out in the first round and Luka's percentages are all down, we ain't gonna be like, well, he's tired. He had to carry the load all year. We're not gonna give him that.
He needs another creator. And listen, if KP can be Unicorn Knicks KP, then they can get to the second round. But with him doing everything the way he was doing everything, and especially with him looking like me with his shirt off, you know what I mean? Like, come on, Luka. Come on, Luka.
Luka Doncic. That's Luka to you, sir.
Luka Doncic. Reg, that was a very good example. But yesterday, Reg said that Dr. Dre had one good album. And I told y'all that's why he doesn't have a microphone. Earlier today, everyone wants Reg to have a microphone. This is why he don't have a microphone. Earlier today, Reginald Bartholomew Hooks fixed his mouth and said that Jalen Hurts is better than Lamar Jackson, former MVP, record breaker, dual threat, runs for 100 yards all the time. Lamar Jackson. Jalen, I know you love your namesake. I know you love Reg, but what do you think about this take from Reginald?
So since
Anthony
Reggie
Hooks.
Since Bartholomew doesn't have a microphone.
That's not his real. His real last name is Alistair. I mean middle name Reginald Alistair Hooks Jr. the third.
But sometimes I like making up middle names. I like William A. Simmons.
I know. Yes. I have no idea what Reggie's middle name is. Reggie Martinez Hooks.
And since he doesn't have a mic, he wanted me to also add to your commentary, your laughter about Jalen Hurt being better than Lamar. He wanted me to stress that Jalen Hurt is bigger, stronger, and a better thrower.
Okay, bigger, yes. Stronger, maybe. Better thrower, no. I haven't seen it. It was like you were talking about earlier. It's like you got, like you were talking about earlier, like it takes some longevity to even be considered. Like Lamar Jackson has put the road behind him. He's got an MVP in his trophy case. Jalen Hurts started like, when he started like week 10 last year? You know what I mean? Like he's playing, started like with 8 games. I don't know, I'm not gonna look it up, but I think he started like under 10 games, man. And he's out, and Reginald. Reginald Chow Hooks is out here just.
And
this is why also, you don't have a mic.
But also, should we give Reg a production credit? Because he sent us a text yesterday afternoon, everyone, and he said he was just playing about his Dr. Dre take. He was just trying to get us riled up.
He said he's just trying to get us riled up. But he stood by this one. But I'm going to give him a producer credit for this because he sent in this next Don't Get Fired topic of the day story. Don't Get Fired topic of the day. So, we got stripper on stripper violence, Mr. Rose. Some dancers, entertainers, whether digital or in person, are tattling to the IRS about other individuals that are not paying their taxes, and the IRS is incentivizing this behavior by rewarding the people that tattletale. Mr. Rose, if you were an entertainer and you found out that one of your colleagues gave your name to the IRS and said that you don't pay your taxes, how would you behave?
You get jammed up, don't mention my name. And I want to make sure before I get into...
Jalen, hold on. Reginald Hooks is giving me more details. He said that there's a guy who makes a living doing this. Makes a living doing this and allegedly makes $60,000 a month, which is like $720,000 a year. I'm good at
that. Wow. Wow. A couple of things. All money ain't good money.
Mm-mm.
I'll say that.
Great. That's well put, Mr. Rose. All money's not good money.
Because there's something called karma that I believe in as well. But before I get into this don't get fired topic, I want to stress something to the underwear in a bunch crew. The E is for entertainment. So the things I'm about to say,
don't get fired. I got kids, man. I got rent, I got kids, I got lease. Come on, dog.
Are for
don't get fired.
Comedic value. Okay.
Don't get fired. Don't get fired, Mr. Rose.
So keep let me tell you
your
this.
Keep finger on the edit button, Reg.
When you was teeing up this topic, I was trying to think of my favorite group of human beings on the earth. And I went back and forth between strippers and barbers. Like, I love them. You know what I'm saying? I spent a lot of time
tough decision.
In their presence. You
tough
know?
Decision. Yeah.
Make me
therapeutic
happy.
Conversations.
Yes. You know, some
build
of the greatest
confidence.
Days of my life. Yeah. You know, like and going to the draft, right?
Hands-on relationships.
I at least went to the barber to get a bald head. You know what I'm saying? When I went to the draft this year, I went to the barber to get a fresh cut, right? Same thing. How many bachelor parties have you been to?
You fly them around the country to provide your services.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how many imports have I had in the NBA?
We got to move on.
The only two groups of people I've ever flown are barbers and strippers. Those are the only two group of people I've ever bought plane tickets for.
But the thing is, there's only one or two of those groups that's in your past. You know what I mean? You're retired.
I love them.
You're retired.
I'm washed.
You're washed. Yeah, but you still your hair. Your hairline's not.
I'm washed.
Your hairline ain't washed.
Washed
your hairline
man.
Ain't washed.
Let me tell you when I was officially washed. When I rolled past one of my favorite strip clubs and realized it was like 2 miles from JRLA. I'm like, I'm washed.
Oh no. Oh, you can't do
I'm
that.
Like, I'm
you can't do that. You can't do that.
I'm like, I'm washed.
All right, Jalen Rose, I have some bad news for you, dog. I have some bad news for you. All season long, since opening day, we've been celebrating the greatness. The AL MVP, Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
He has a sore right arm. Sore right arm. You know, that's his pitching arm. And he likely will not pitch for the rest of the season.
Maybe he need to start hanging out with strippers. Please continue.
Okay.
Done. He likely will not pitch for the rest of the season. So, Mr. Rose, you promised that you were going to follow Shohei Ohtani around like he's the Grateful Dead, and you're a deadhead, and it's 1973, and you've got a Volkswagen van. So have you seen Shohei Ohtani pitch this summer?
Oh, man. I can't wait till you and I do stand up. You did a great job just ignoring all of that. I love you so much. You're the best. Like, you're the greatest host in the game, dog. I'm going to make sure I tell you that on wax. If Shohei isn't playing, then
Jalen isn't
staying.
Have you seen him yet, though? You made a promise, dog. You made a promise. You're going to follow him around like the great
Dad. I got other things to do, dog. I'm going to the BMF premiere. I got other things happening in my life, dog.
Where's the BMF premiere?
It don't stop. In Atlanta.
Okay. Are you going to have a ticket, or are you just going to go?
I'm going to have a ticket to that.
You can have a ticket to that
one? Let me tell you why. There's going to be some legendary human beings there, some kingpins, some like A-plus, or like 50 Cent going to be there. Like, I need a ticket. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing those games.
So, do you go like old school hip-hop clothes, or do you go like suited and booted?
Not suited and booted. Streetwear.
Okay, I don't know how you play that one. No, I don't run those circles. I don't hang out with Kingpin.
I've been extremely fortunate enough to be able to embody this culture for a really long time. I know exactly what to wear, things like that. I'm already putting together my look. I could tell you what it is if you want to know. I'll wait.
Yeah, we can get close.
I'll wait. It ain't till the 23rd.
Let's quickly preview some games that we didn't get to talk to in the other portion of this program. Saints Panthers. The Saints look so good. I knew Jameis was going to get unlocked.
You did.
I knew he was going to get unlocked. You did. And I see nothing different about this game that is going to be in Carolina. Jameis, Saints are going to blow out the Panthers. Book it. I'm betting that one.
Now, our Jameis love is equal, and we both root for him this year. But I must give David Dowling Jacoby a ton of credit. I ain't think that Aaron Rodgers is going to take the biggest loss of his career against Jameis Winston.
Oh, I picked that one.
I didn't think he was only going to score 3 points. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Hold up. You know what? We didn't get to talk about the Monday night game yet. I guess we're going to do that on Monday. Because I don't know if you know this, but Aaron Rodgers just lost by 35 points. They're picked by some people to go to the Super Bowl. And they're playing what's arguably the worst team in the NFL, the Detroit Lions. I can't wait for that one. You know what?
Hey,
I'm flying to Detroit. I'm flying to Detroit. Let's go to that one.
Here?
I swear to
that's
God.
Here?
Oh,
that's
let me here? Look. Oh, I think it's in Green
if that's
Bay.
That's here. We definitely going for sure.
I think it's in Green
no
Bay.
No ticket at all. Bay. We there. No ticket. We there. No ticket in a suite. If
I that think game it's is in here. Green Bay. I think it's in Green Bay.
It's
in Green Bay. I ain't going to Green Bay, dog. To Green Bay.
I'll go to Green Bay. I'll go, just not this weekend.
I've never heard of Green Bay. Is Green Bay a city? Like, is Green Bay a city?
It's in Wisconsin.
I know it's in Wisconsin, but like, it just seems to be, it's got to be the smallest city to have a professional team. You know, I guess it's got to be like Milwaukee adjacent.
That's why the public are shareholders. That was like the impetus, I guess I'm using that word, right?
Sure.
That happening. But you said a couple of things about the Monday night matchup. Hit the brakes, Reg. The first bet I'm going to have you do for me, and I'm going to give you the money so you ain't going to have no choice. I'm taking the Lions and the points.
No way. Okay, I'm not going to let you do that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to let you do that. Sometimes you got to save your friends from themselves. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to save. And also, you're so old, you can't even Venmo me. I'm not going to see you. You don't have Venmo, do you? Do you even have Venmo?
Nah,
can you pick
nah,
Zelle?
No,
do you have any,
no,
even none of that,
no,
right?
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, you don't even have like
no.
a debit card.
Let me teach all of you 21-year-olds.
Jalen thinks Venmo is Bitcoin. Jalen sees no difference between Venmo and Bitcoin. That's fake money.
Dog, the thing I love about our show is when I'm out and about, like, we have a crazy young audience. And, you know, as the founder of a high school, like, we have JRLA scholars that listen to our show. Like that,
oh,
that
no.
reminded
take
me.
Out that, take out that part about the strippers.
Hey, fam, I was at the first day of school and Michelle got on me about this for years and years and years about things we say on the pod. Like, I can't underestimate that, like, human beings like my kids or students are actually hearing this. Mm. And sometimes people can't differentiate that I'm at work right now. It's like going to watch a comedian or going to watch Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. He's not the Terminator in his normal life, you know?
Daniel Craig doesn't kill people in real life. He's just a nice guy that lives in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm at work right now. And so I was at the school the first day, and I did have like 5 students tell me that they listened to the show. Because there are a lot of young people that want to get into multimedia. Right? And so you brought up something about the Lions.
I was hoping you'd forget.
No.
Usually you forget what's in your train of thought, but this one you're going to circle right back, huh?
Hey, I'm telling you, we biting them kneecaps this week.
Y'all, we getting kneecaps? We kneecaps, Stew? You really got to cook those kneecaps for a long time. You know what I mean? That's not a filet meat. The kneecap meat, you got to cook, you got to simmer. You got to slow smoke the kneecap meat.
I'm going to give you another reason why my Lions in trouble, in all honesty. Matt LaFleur is from Michigan. LaFleur. A lot of people don't realize that. And they just got crushed. So this is like playing against your rival losing, and then on paper, going against a cupcake in the next game. Except the Lions going to be ready, dog. I'm not saying we're going to win, but I'm saying we're going to cover.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to take that bet for you. You don't even know how to Venmo me, so don't worry about that. One thing we always make sure we do on the exclusive weekend edition of Jalen and Jacoby, you got to take the calls. 985-80-JALEN. 985-80-JALEN. This is our favorite part because I have no idea where this conversation is going to go. So you take the wheel, listeners. Call in. We'll put you on the show just like this. Rage.
What up, Jalen and Jacoby? Shout out Reds, first and foremost. This is Fletch from the Bay. Last week you guys were talking about different regions and how they play, and you didn't really want to go in depth at the time, but that would definitely be a dope pod to step to. I'm from the Bay, and I'm not even really sure what our characteristic would be. Maybe just playing hard. You know, Gary Payton and Leon Poe. Jalen talks about versatility in the D. New York obviously got the ball handler, so if you guys could break down each region and define what they're best at, that would be a dope pod to step to. Keep getting them checks. See you guys.
All right, well, we don't have an hour and a half, so we'll just do this quickly. But you definitely identified the New York City oohs and ahs.
Doesn't even
matter if you make the shot. All that matters is if you cross somebody up. You know, that the New York City is flash ball handling, flash passing,
in
sizzle over steak. Yup.
I would say thank you for the call. We appreciate the love.
Flex.
Bay Area! You know we 10 toes down with them in Detroit. I got you. I'll tell you the signature for players from the Bay. Guard play. Gary Payton, Jason Kidd, Brian Shaw, Damian Lillard. I was in Oakland before I got picked and was playing street ball. I saw with my own 2 eyes Hook Mitchell jump over a car and dunk. Not like Blake Griffin, who landed on the car. Like, that made me so mad how everybody celebrated that. I'm like, seriously? Like, 2 people I've seen jump over cars. One is 6'10 and 250 pounds. Sean Kemp. BC Kemp, Rensselaer, Indiana. Sean Kemp in the dunk contest jumped over a car. Dunked the ball and landed on the ground. Hook Mitchell jumped over a car, dunked the ball, and landed on the ground.
There's a great documentary. A great documentary about Hook Mitchell. I'm sure it's on YouTube. Look it up. If you don't know that name, if you're young, look up the name Hook Mitchell. So, Jalen, 2 things. Midwest, to me,
is the opposite of New York, like Chicago game. It's like efficient scoring, efficiency in body movement, and efficiency in accuracy and high percentage scoring plays. What's Midwest basketball to you from Detroit, professional basketball player?
So it's different in each spot, like the caller said. For Detroit players, like I mentioned, it's versatility and like smooth or cool. Like one of the things I used to try to do in high school was not only score, but have a signature run. Like I had a touchdown celebration type of run. You know, I had like run the bases after a home run type of run.
Try.
The mean mug. You know what I'm saying? And so I always felt the one thing Midwesterners all have in common, not that East Coast and West Coast don't have this, but we have it because we see you guys, and I say that because you're from the East Coast, we see you guys get the large market love. Like, y'all get all of the like Fortune 500 businesses, the cost of living is more, like, everything is on steroids. So I remember being a kid from Detroit, like, all you gotta do is being from New York and you in Sports Illustrated, you're a legend. Like, that's how we used to look at it. So I remember playing against the Gauchos and Jamal Mashburn and those guys. And so that was our chance, we felt, to make a name for ourselves. Because this is before social media. When you live in a large media market, they get a chance to see you as a player. So they know who you are. So Lance was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Sebastian Telfair was on the cover of Sports of magazines. Like, you get that if you can ball from New York. But you don't necessarily get that when you ball from the Midwest. And so now when we play against people from the East Coast or LA, California, we look at that as a chance to make a name for ourselves. That's why the signature representing the 313 is Detroit versus everybody. Ain't no accident.
That's right. Flex, thank you so much for the call. We got time for one more caller. 9580 Jalen. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G.
What's up, Jalen and Jacoby? Shout out, Ridge. I have a very important question for y'all, for the senior poop analysts in these great countries in the globe. Do you use a bidet? And why not? And I know you don't because you would talk about it on the podcast, but let me tell you, the bidet changes lives when you sit on the toilet. The senior poop analyst of this world needs to get a bidet. That goes for you too, Jacoby, and your family. And you need to try it and you need to get clean and enjoy the process of using the bathroom. And then get back to me and tell me how that went. Keep getting them checks. Peace.
Okay. I'm going to take this. I know you're the senior poop analyst, Mr. Rose, but I have some bidet experience. A couple things. Number one, we had one of those, they used to sponsor our show, but where you install it in your regular toilet. And I tried that. The stream was too powerful. You know what I mean? I felt violated. I was like, yo, can we turn this thing down? Like, why is this a fire hose, dog? Like, yo, can we go shift down from fifth gear to first gear on this? What are you trying to do? And also another thing is, when I go to Thailand for my honeymoon, they have like a little hose that had a nice little slow stream on it. And I appreciated that. And one person said to me, and I forget who it was like an ad campaign. They're like, if a bird poops on you, right? You're not just gonna wipe it with a dry Kleenex. You're gonna get some soap and water and really clean it. So how come we don't take that same approach to our own defecation? Now,
I also had a bidet in my last apartment. Never used it once. So Jalen Rose, senior poop analyst. And y'all know I hate these poop topics. This is what I'm going to say.
I knew you was going to complain.
Y'all trying to sabotage our podcast because someone listened to the voicemails and decided they've listened to me complain about the poop conversations for years, and they decided, oh, you know what? Out of the hundreds of voicemails we get, I'm going to put this one on the show. I'm going to put the poop one on the show where they call Jalen the senior poop analyst. Reddy's going to push the poop button. Jacoby's going to get mad. You know what? I'm not talking for the rest of the podcast. And that's it. I'm out. I'm out.
Man,
Jalen,
that was so
you're hilarious. Taking us to break. You're leaving. You're wrapping the show. I'm taking my mic off, taking my headset off.
Wow. Well, it's because you already dropped the mic and wrapped the performance with your amazing commentary. So a couple of things. The callers are the best thing to ever happen to this show. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. Tell a friend to tell a friend to listen to the podcast, to watch us on ESPN2 every day. 4 p.m. It don't stop. A couple of things about this bidet conversation. I don't think I have any phobias. I'm afraid of heights, I think. I'm probably afraid of heights. Well, I guess I can't say that because I fly, right? Can you be afraid of heights and still fly the way I fly? Because I fly a lot, so it seems like that's contradictory, but I would say that I don't want to be on a roof or on a balcony higher than like the 35th floor. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do that. I've been really fortunate to have a lot of houses that I've bought. Now that I think about it, each of those houses has had a bidet. Jalen has never used it. He's never used it. And again, I don't have any phobias, and I'm not judging anybody that does. But like, I don't want a stream of water blowing up my butt. That's just me though. That's just me, okay? And the other thing that you just said, like, I'm not gonna meticulously wipe my backside with soap and water. Right? Not meticulously. You gotta get one of those squeegees for that. You know what I'm saying? That's why they make those. I think that's what it's called. Like, a little. And by the way, you can't keep the same squeegee very long. Like, sometimes I go over people's house, I kind of glance in their shower, like, you done had this squeegee for 5 years. Like, next time I come, I'm gonna bring you another. But in all honesty, like, I've never used it. I'm not encouraged to try it. And I just mentioned the other day, almost after getting tested for my colon, I just don't like feeling wet back there. I just don't. So I'll wrap the show as a don't get fired topic. And I believe we're not done. This is not KRS-One voice, this is Jalen's voice. I believe we're not done. We're not done. And I hope we're not done. Got to give the people time. Give the people what they
want. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.